Hello, can I food Animal?
Yes, it's me.
Animal, my name is Dave. I'm calling you from a milestone. How are you today?
Just fine.
Glad to hear you're doing good. The reason why we're calling you is because here at Milestone, we provide businesses, we finance businesses, and we like to help you grow and expand. Do you have any existing loans or advances right now?
No.
Good, good, good. And here at Aquino or Kino, what do you do here? What kind of industry is this?
Oh, I do. I work for the Port of Oakland, moving containers.
Oh, so like a trucking company?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's great. How long have you been doing that, Annabel?
Right now, I think almost 8 or 10 years.
10 years.
That's good.
That's pretty stable. That's great. Are you the only owner, or you have any partners?
No, I'm the only owner.
I'm the only owner. Okay, great. And how much do you guys make over there?
I'm between 8 or 10,000 right now. Everything is bad.
Yeah, but you do have at least 10,000 a month, right? I think you're in the trucking, even slow, you guys do about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And your email is still at annieballkino@yahoo.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but your name, I noticed that at the email address, is not Annibal, it's Annibal, right? With an O.
It's not an O. It's an A. Annibal.
AnnibalKino@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I have it wrong then, because I have it Annibal with an O, but you're correcting me that it's actually with an A, Annibal Kino,
yes,
right?
Yes, an A. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
got it. It's an A. Got it. Okay. The best number to contact you at is this one that I'm calling you at, ending with 8446, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Copy that. Let's see here. Okay. And tell me, I wanted to ask you something real quick. I mean, I know that right now the business is not that great. I know that. But we have enough capital right now to give you the most amazing rates. We've been in the banks, by the way. Whatever you're accustomed to, we can go lower a couple of points down. You know, if you're accustomed to like 5%, we can easily do 3. If you're accustomed to like 10, we can easily do 7. So we're very, very, very good with that. Let me ask you something real quick. If I was able to get you something amazing at the best rate possible, how much would you be looking to get as working capital to get you going?
Well, right now, I'm not thinking into getting to debt right now, because I don't even know if next year I'm going to be in business. Because everything is going bad over here. Now they want you to have electric trucks and this and that, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Right, I understand. And listen, I know you know how the economy is right now, right now banks are willing to lend you money. If we, God forbid, we hit a recession, there will be no more capital available. Banks will not wouldn't want to lend any money. And so then imagine the worst case scenario, there will be no money available for you, even though if you want to. I will strongly advise you that at least you let me put something in your table. Let me show you what we can do. If the numbers make sense, go ahead and do the deal. If they don't make sense, don't do the deal. But at least take advantage of that. Can I get a commitment from you that if the numbers make sense, you can get, you want to get some capital? Because you may need it in the future to get you going, to buy new equipment, to do some repairs on the truck. I don't know. But the point here is that we do have it available, and if you do, if the numbers make sense, I think you should take it. You know what I mean? If you don't take it, we can part ways. If you don't like it, you don't make sense. But at least let me show you something. I have the best underwriters, very gentle, very nice. They've been working for more than 20 years doing this, so they're very friendly, and they know the business. And at the best rate, It would only make sense. So, provided that I can get you something amazing, how much would you need to get? 15,000, 20,000, what do you think you will need?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be like around 20,000.
Okay, if it is great, you'll take 20,000. Awesome. And my question is, will you use it to that, to have some working capital or to buy new inventory, fix the truck? What would you do use it for?
Fix the truck.
Okay, fix the trucks. Okay, got it. All right. And you'll take the 20K if it does make sense, if the numbers are right and the terms are right, correct?
Yes, sir.
Very good. I do want to help you, and I, like I said, I mean, I wouldn't want to encourage you to do something that I that wouldn't make sense for you, but I do want to send this out. Let me ask you something. Are you able to, because I want to send you the application right now, and I want to send it to your email, the one that you just gave me, but the name of the company, I have it at A and then Kino, nothing else, no LLC, no trucking, no anything like that?
Yeah, it's A dot Kino, Kino Trucking. I just became last year LLC.
Okay, so A
dot
Kino,
Kino Trucking,
Trucking
LLC.
Trucking LLC, got it, okay. But I do have that, okay, so I want to make sure that I have that because I want to put it on the email. So let's see here, goes over there, and this one here. Okay, paste, and then doing business as a.kino trucking. Okay, first name is Annabelle. Okay, and last name is Kino. All right, and that is Kino with a U in the middle, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes. Q-U-I-N-O.
Q-U, exactly. And your number was 510-359-8446. Yes, I got that here, 8446. There you go. All right, and which area code is this?
Area code 510.
No, I know, but where are you located?
In California.
Oh, can you tell me what city?
Area code is for Hayward, for Fremont, for Oakland.
Oh, Fremont and Oakland.
I mean the north side.
North side, okay, got it.
Yes.
Let's see here. Okay, so again, your email where it's going right now is going to be annabellekino@yahoo.com, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Copy. Beautiful. Let's see. Paste. All right. So as I was saying, your monthly income is 10K, and you are looking to get $20,000. And let's see here. Okay. And are you in front of your computer right now?
No. Actually, I'm at the mechanic right now.
You're at the mechanical. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, the shop right now, yeah.
Yeah, no problem. So, look, I want to tell you what you're going to see on that email, okay? And on that email,
okay,
it's going to say, hello, Annabelle. This is David at Milestone Capital Funding.com. Please fill out the application and submit 4 bank statements. We're going to need May, June, July, and August just to show us that you have. We don't run credits, by the way, okay? So don't worry about that. No credits. We ask for the 4-month bank statements so that we can see that there's a steady influx
income.
Income, exactly. And so right after that, you have my underwriter that is going to come to you and is going to call you. Now, I know that you are at the truck, at the shop, but I would like for you to please tell me if you see it on your email, check on your phone right now, if you're able to see it. Let me see here. Okay, here you go, from David at milestonecapitalfunding.com. Submitting this right now. Click. And it's going right now. All right. All right, there it goes. So it's telling me that I have already successfully sent you that. Can you check on your email for me?
Yeah, see if you, let me
check. You got it?
Yeah, let me check. Yes, I receive it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, so then when do you think that you have time? What time are you going to go home? Because right now over there in your house, I'm in the East Coast, so over there should be right now about 3:41, something like that?
Yeah, yes, right now, yes, okay. 3:41. Yeah.
Good. So when do you think you can be in your house so you can give me those 4 months bank statements? I will have my underwriter to call you at that time. When do you think you can be in front of a computer? You can send me that. I'll put it in.
I go back home on Friday.
Oh, Friday?
Yeah, because I sleep at the port.
Oh, you sleep in the truck. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, but
yeah,
look.
Get home
this
Friday, yeah.
Okay, but look, this is very easy. What time you get off? What time do you clock out that you really go to sleep in your truck?
Well, right now I've clocked out already, but I have the computer, but I don't have no scanner. How to scan the bank statement on the bank statement?
No need.
Bring them out.
No need. The way that it works is like the banks, they send you your statements. In your email. So all you do, you open the application, okay? You open the application,
okay.
You click on it, and then all you do is you open your bank statements from your own email, and you just grab it and take it and drop it into the Dropbox that we on my application, and that's all you need to do. You can do it from your phone. So do you think if I call you or if I have one of my underwriters to call you in 1 hour, you think you're going to be free? So you can do this?
I hope so, because right now they're working on the truck. So
okay. So while you're...
We could do it tomorrow, too.
Okay, no problem. But if, like, right now... No, not to be rushing at all, no. But I'm going to have them call you tomorrow. Can you give me a time? Because I will need a time. That's what I was thinking, because we're here. We 2 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. If they do happen to call you right now, it might be just a welcome call. And they you can tell them, hey, if you check the submission from David, I told him for you guys to give me a call tomorrow at 2 p.m. and I'm going to have the documents in, the bank statements tomorrow by 2 p.m. You should have them ready, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to have either Chris or Matt to call you, or maybe Alec is going to call you. These guys are amazing. You're going to see how friendly they are. They're very friendly. They will take care of you, and they will work with the best terms and best rates. If it makes sense, like I said, at least pull the trigger, okay, if it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, no harm done, no hard feelings, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So who's going to give you the percentage rate?
That will be my underwriter. Like I said, it's either going to be Chris, Matt, or Alec. Or it could be another guy that goes there. But these three are the ones that usually the ones that pick the calls right away. And either one of them is going to call you. And like I said, they're going to don't worry about the credit score. I mean, run the credit or anything like that. That doesn't happen. All we need is the 4 months of bank statements. Just drag and paste, drag them from your email account into the Dropbox and in the application, and you should be fine. And on the application, it's very easy. Just your name of your business, the one that you just gave me right now, email address, and that's it. It's within a couple of hours, they can give you an answer and tell you, you know what, this is how much you qualify for. here are the rates. Do you like them? And if you say yes, then we go to business and then we'll get you funded. No problem. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, but okay. The thing is, I don't like to give my bank account number and my business, and then
you're not going to
zero.
No. Look, you can check us out. I mean, we are a very reputable company. We've been in business for more than 20 years. We're from New York. The bank statements, you can just, if you want, I don't know how you want to do it, but if you want, just drop it there. And you will see, you can wire out the bank account. Give it once, but they want to see that you do deposit that income. That's what they want to see. But you can advise them tomorrow when they talk to you. You can tell them, look, this is how I feel. Guide me through, do it, and so that I can take the bank statement. But if the deal goes through, of course they're going to need the account number because they're going to deposit the money theirs. But don't worry about it, man. I mean, we're very reputable, man. I mean, we want you to give us referrals. We're not about to do anything wrong with you. I wouldn't work at a company that I don't trust. So trust me. I want you to feel very comfortable. Okay, Animal. I'll take good care of you. Okay. I have them tomorrow. Call you at 2 p.m. Right? 2 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, 2 p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, if they do call you right now, they're going to call you to welcome you and tell you, you know what? We received the information. I got that note here that they said that you want us to call you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Have everything ready for us and we'll call you. Okay. As of right now, I want to thank you. Thank you for, congratulations for taking the first steps. We're going to get you funded. I promise you. God bless you and be careful out there. Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye bye. God bless.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay. Rob, I have the customer. What are you saying that, bro? I'm still with the customer. You say cocksucker, dude.